Watching Washington when it comes to farm legislation. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. We are watching very closely what's going on in Washington as they are working on some legislation. One of the things being watched closely is the Farm Bill. Are we ever going to get something done? I put that question to Dick Pierce. He's the president of the Nebraska Cattlemen's, and he's a farmer producer from Miller, Nebraska.
Well, that's kind of the $64,000 question. How can we push members of Congress? Our executive committee was out in Washington, D.C. in April, and we met with all our delegation, and that was kind of at the top of our list. How are we going to get things off the dead center and get things accomplished? And they all had high hopes, but at the same time, we're cautiously optimistic that things would maybe move forward in September, but a lot of moving parts to it. So I guess who really knows? We just kind of cross our fingers and hold our breath and hope something happens for the positive.
You and I talked, as mentioned here, just a few weeks ago. Since that time, of course, there's a lot going on with our trade doors, our trade tariffs, kind of where we stand with that. You and I did talk a little bit about the screwworm issue. I don't think there's anything new that you're aware of, but I know it's something that's being talked a lot about, isn't it?
Yeah, the New World screwworm is a constant threat. We have just kind of looking over our shoulders all the time because that threat is within 700 miles now of the southern border of the United States. And, of course, Secretary Rawlins shut the gates on, I think, May 11th on Mother's Day to all of the livestock crossing the border because our neighbor to the south wasn't doing what was asked of them to help us eradicate or at very least control that problem. And it could be really devastating for livestock industry coming to the United States.
And play a big factor when it comes to humans. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.